Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word.
Wow, praise the Lord, amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord. God is good, amen. I feel so good to be back to London, to be with my family. Thank you so much for embracing me and be a part of my life, a part of the work of Haiti. And thank you for sending team to visit us and see what is going on there. We had a wonderful time in February with the team from your church and Pastor Carl and a team of eight people that came to visit us. We had a wonderful time and thank you very much. Thank you to those who came and spent time with us in Haiti. And God is doing some wonderful works in my country. I'm very happy about that. Amen. You are part of a great society. You are part of a great work. You are part of a work that has life, that has hope, because God is the hope for my nation. And thank you very much. I want to say hi from our church in Haiti. And I think they are watching us right now on live stream. And the whole church said hello, and my wife and our two daughters. One is 3 years and a half, and the other one is like 6 months. We have been blessed with those wonderful children. And our kids in our homes are wonderful. And the ministry is wonderful. Thank you very much for being a part of my life. I love you very much. And I really feel that I am at home this morning. I am really at my home. And thank you very much for this love and for opening up your heart to embrace us and love us with a great love, with compassion of God. And I'm really honored and I'm so humbled to be part of people like you. Thank you, Pastor Carl and your wife, for everything. I am really blessed. Every time I come, it is a big blessing. It allows me, it enables me to, you know, get to know you more, get to know me more, so we can share together. Amen. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I'm going to try to speak fast as Pastor Carl because we have a wonderful topic that the church is putting together over here. It's about relationship. And I'm just want to go straight to the topic. And I'm going to talk this morning about enjoying the benefits of relationship. We must learn to enjoy the benefits of relationship. Every relationship has benefits. And it is not just a word that we just say about relationship, but there are some benefits that go with relationship. That is wonderful. In our relationship with God, there are benefits that go with it. And we must learn to embrace that, to enjoy that, to live in the full benefits of our relationship with God, our Father. Amen. Relationship provide growth. Relationship is about influence. Relationship is about the increase your influence. It is about the increase of your ability. And relationship is a wonderful thing that we must embrace today. We must learn how to take advantage of relationship and how to embrace the relationship, how to live in the relationship. Relationship between Godhead is a wonderful thing that we should copy on that and see how that works. There is a relationship between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is the planner, and Jesus is the executor, and the Holy Spirit is the revealer. He reveals. It's beautiful how they work together to bring God's plan into fulfillment on earth. And God plans, the Son executes, and the Holy Spirit reveals. What a wonderful relationship that we have to copy and embrace that and live in the model of this relationship. Now, relationship is about sharing. Every relationship is about sharing. We all have something to share in every relationship. In our relationship with God is all about sharing. God shares his love. And God shares his power. And God shares his kingdom with us. Hallelujah. And in our relationship with one another, it's all about sharing. We all are to share with one another. That is wonderful. Relationship is about benefits. It has benefits. Now we can be happy about benefits, but we must learn how to live in the full benefits of relationship. Amen. Now, relationship is about sharing inheritance. In Romans 8, verse 17, God said, the Bible says that we are the joint heirs of Christ and the heir of God. When we come into God's kingdom, into God's family, and God shares his inheritance with all his children, that is beautiful. Amen. It's about the sharing of authority. Jesus said in John 20, verse 21, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. With the same power he gets from the Father, he was able to send us with the same power. And hallelujah, the same power that was available to him is available to us today. The same love the Father has for him, the Father has the same love for us. We are calling into a great family where we have to embrace the benefits of our relationship with God the Father. Now, we must learn from the relationship between God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to manifest that type of life on earth. We must also look to heaven, how heaven works, because God's plan is to see heaven come on earth. We must look to heaven and see how God works in heaven, how he gets things done, so we can copy that and bring that on earth. We are not called to give heaven lesson, but we get lesson from heaven and bring that on earth. We must see how our relationship with God works so we can live that in our world with our family, our spouse, our children, and our community. Amen. Hebrews 11 verse 3 said, through faith we understand that the whole worlds were framed by the word of God. But he said here, the worlds, not just one world. Talking about the physical world, the invisible world, and the visible world. And the visible world is a copy of the invisible world. And the earth is a copy, has to be a copy of heaven. The invisible world was created before the earth. And in Genesis 1 verse 1, God said, in the beginning God created heaven and then the earth. So he can bring heaven to earth. It must be our example. The natural must reflect the supernatural. How great this will be when earth can reflect the supernatural. How powerful this will be when our life can reflect the supernatural. Our family, our children, our church, our business, our community, our enterprise, and everything we do can reflect the supernatural. We must be hungry to see the supernatural touch the natural. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, how? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We must be influenced by the kingdom of heaven system to influence everything around us. Now, how we can enjoy our benefits in relationship with God? How to enjoy these benefits of relationship with God? I'm going to talk about something this morning that might shock you, but it might challenge you. It might open up your eyes to something new. But I'm going to take you to a detour about what the topic is all about, to really go to a scripture that has so much revelation that we need to embrace. Amen. Yeah. And the first thing that we must understand, that we have to be free from complacency. We have to be free from complacency. Complacency is a silent enemy that keeps us from stepping into our inheritance. Complacency is keeping us from benefiting all the rights and all the privileges and all the power that our relationship with God has to offer to us. Complacency is agreeing with our situation and making partnership with what we are going through. And making partnership with our situation and not being able to see what is beyond. And not being able to take advantage of who we are in Christ Jesus. And not being able to take advantage of the door that God has opened up before us. Complacency keeps us from maximizing and utilizing our potential to step into our destiny. Hallelujah. Now, when we understand the plan of God for our life, and we dig into the word of God and see what God intends for us to live on earth, what life he has prepared for us to live on earth, and we are shocked by how we live right now, it's the opposite of God's plan. We are hit by the contrast. We are hit by the opposition. But how this is going to happen? And we are so confused. Let's go to Luke 16, verses 19 to 20, 34. This is very important to read that. And there was a certain rich man. Are you with me? And there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Now, if you listen carefully, it talks here about there was a rich man. Somebody say rich man. Most of the time we read the scripture when we go to the funeral. We always trying to use the scripture in the context of heaven and hell. But there is some revelation that is very deep about this scripture. There was a rich man that had the abundance, that had a great life, that had a great house, a wonderful life, and everything works for him. His life was awesome. And the natural way, with money-wise, he was okay. But also, there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. There was a poor guy named Lazarus. Now, there are two men here. There was one man that was rich, that had money and everything, that had a house. But there was a poor guy, he was a beggar, named Lazarus. Now, you might be sad for Lazarus because he was poor, because he was hungry, because he had nothing. But what you don't see in the scripture, this beggar, this poor man, was accepted in the house of the rich man. He was at the door of the rich man. And he was by the table of the rich man. He never took advantage of his connection to change his life, to move forward. But the only thing he wanted was the crumbs that fell off the table. He was in the house of the rich man, where he was able to see greatness and power and abundance and great life. But he chose to be longing for crumbs that came off the table. And the scripture, he said, he was longing just for crumbs that came off the table. When you see longing here, I mean, his whole desire was to eat crumbs from the table. That is not a very good picture. That was complacency. He was in the house of the rich man. How can you be accepted in the house of the rich man? You just want crumbs from the table. And the saddest part of this story, and this poor guy, and he was served by the dog. Because he was blind of the opportunity. He was blind of what was in front of him to benefit from that. But he just got crumbs. He looked at his situation. Oh, I am a poor guy. He is a rich man. I am poor and I am sick and I have nothing. He's a rich man. Give me crumbs. He never learned to see greatness. In every place, God has positioned you. He has positioned you to see greatness so you can change your mind and think bigger. You can change your mindset and leave from your situation and go higher to where we're living. And that was a very sad story. And there was a dog that came to lick his sores. Now, when you don't take advantage of your position, when you fail to benefit from your inheritance and your connection, people that were supposed to be served by you, they will come and take advantage of your situation. Even dog came to take advantage of his situation. That's a very sad story. You know? And now, because he was complacent, he never learned to see greatness. He never learned to see abundance. So he can be willing to see abundance. But the only thing he wanted was the crumbs that fell off the table. And I think God wants to teach us this morning about how promotion takes place. It takes place through connection. And every connection that we have today is a gateway to step into the highest place. Every connection is the doorway to step into a promotion. God works through promotion. There's no promotion without connection. And the poor guy had a connection, but he never used this connection to change his life. Even after his death, he was still called the poor guy. He carried his label in the Abraham bosom. He never changed his label. While he was on this life, he was poor, and he was a beggar, and he was sick. Now, he went to Abraham's bosom. His name was still Poor Lazarus, the same label. He never took advantage of his connection. And the thing of it is here, the rich man was dead, and he went to hell. He still was a rich man. And the saddest part of the story, the rich man, even though he was still in torment, Life was hard for him, but he was still giving order to the poor Lazarus. He said, "Father Abraham, send him." And he thought he was still the boss. There are two mindsets here. There was a man that had privileges to change his life, to see greatness, and to move forward, to benefit from his connection, and he did not, and he died in poverty, he died in sickness, and there was a rich man that was in torment, and he was still commending, but he never want a restoration. He want like a quick fix. Send him with a little bit of water so he can drop in my throat. That was a very sad story in the scripture, because Lazarus never took advantage of his connection. What do we want in life? Do we want crumbs, or we want the fullness of the plan of God for our life? Now, we come to a church where the glory of God is about to flow. We have a little bit, and then we are so complacent with that. We don't want more of that. Every glimpse of the glory is a test that must challenge us to want more of God. Every glance of the healing is a test to make you want more of the healing of God. You had a month, we have like 3 healings. You must be wanting for more healings in the house. Now we're just happy. Oh, we are, hallelujah. Now we must want more. No complacency in God's kingdom. We must want more. There must be a generation that will not be like Lazarus. We are in a great place this morning. We are in a great family this morning. We are in a great kingdom. We must take advantage. We must benefit from everything the kingdom of God has to offer to us. We must benefit from the healing. We must benefit from the power. We must benefit from the great joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. We should not, you know, keep living with the same label that we had. We must change our label. God will make us see great things so we can want more great things in God. If you are connected with a rich man, is a way to see how money works. So you can learn from that to perceive money with a different way. If you are connected with a businessman, is a way to see how business works. So you can be a businessman. But you must be, oh, he's a businessman. Oh, I am down here. Oh, he is up here. Oh, I am down here. Same thing with our relationship with God. And God has called us into the divinity family, the divine family. We are called to God's kingdom. We are called to be his children. But we are like, oh, God is up here. I am right here. Oh, God is too high. God is too big. God is too awesome. We never move forward toward God and think as kingdom citizen. And think as God's children. And think like divinity. We're still thinking like humanity. God is calling humanity to join the divinity. No complacency. Tell your neighbor, no complacency. We are too complacent. Everything we are able to see, we must want more than that. And the second thing is, we must perceive in order to receive. Hallelujah. God will always allow you to be with people that has a higher, that has a better condition than your condition, so you can learn from that to perceive a better condition. God will connect you with people that have a greater life than your life, so you can perceive to see a greater life. It is not just what you see right here, but there is more than what you see right here. God will connect you with the politician so you can see how it works. We should not be willing for the crumbs of life. We should not be willing for the crumbs of the kingdom of God. We want the best in the kingdom of God. Not the crumbs of power, not just crumbs of healing, not just crumbs of joy, not just crumbs of anointing, the fullness of the anointing of God. No complacency. No complacency. Now, God is not about complacency. God looked at mankind and he saw a generation that lived in sin. They had a very jungle situation. The life was bad. Sin was crazy. The life was a mess. You know, mankind was crazy. Mankind was jungle. Mankind was, wow, stinky. But God said, wow, let us offer them heavenly citizenship. That's right. Wow. Yeah. He's not. Oh, I'm crying for them. Oh, people, they are poor and they are sick and they live in sin. Oh, no, God said, oh, what a wonderful people. Let us make them come into our family. Let us offer them heavenly citizenship. Let us help us to come into our love. But you are so complacent. Oh, I'm not worthy. I'm just flesh and blood. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. God said, no, you are sanctified. You are justified. You are blessed. Come and live in the fullness of me. And God said, you are a new generation, a blessed generation. God wants to change your mindset, make you see and think bigger than what you are living in. And Paul was going to Corinth. And now the people that they were jungle, they live in sin and adultery, fornication. And Paul, the Holy Spirit was controlling the mouth of Paul. And Paul was still calling them the saints. The saints. When you are called saints, so you can think about the holiness. You can step into that life. You can move into that life and live the life that does not belong to you. Hallelujah. God never cry for a situation, but he speak the word of life to help you change your mindset to see things differently. Right on. Wow. As you can perceive so that you can receive. Right. Hallelujah. And God saw a people that was in captivity for many, many, many years. Everything was like crazy for them. And then God said, God didn't like cry, oh, you are in captivity. Oh, you are in slavery. Whoa. Ah, I feel sorry for you. But he said, I know the thought that I form over you. Yeah. Thought of peace and not evil. That you shall have a hope and a future. He wants to shift, make a shift in the mindset. So you will not cry about your situation, become an object of pity. But you can see greater things that God has for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Amen. God is a God of abundance. He's a God of grace. He's a God that wants your mind to be shifted. He said, when sin is abound, grace is much more abound. Hallelujah. Now you just say, oh, this is sin. Oh, there is no hope. God said, no, there is more hope. I am a God of grace. So you can change your mindset. But complacency might keep you in the same stage of your life. Don't be like Lazarus. Don't die with the label you are born with. Do not walk on the planet with the label that you start 20 years behind. You must change, move from glory to glory. From power to power. From healing to healing. Don't just die with just the same label of sickness. While you are in a kingdom of healing. Don't just walk in the life of sadness. There is joy in the house of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah.
Don't just walk in the weak and the weakness. Oh, I am weak and my flesh. The kingdom has strength and power for your life. You must benefit from everything the kingdom has for us. Change your label. Change your label. Every day I'm moving from glory to glory, from power to power, from grace to grace. Don't be like Lazarus. He was able to be in the house of the rich man, but he never took advantage of being in the house of the rich man. To be accepted in the house, that was a good thing. There was a connection. There was no promotion without a connection. God wants to make a shift in your thinking this morning. Oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Gideon was born in a very small family, had no war experience, in a very low place and like a very low profile. And he had a very low profile life, and he was not a man of war and no good experience in the war. And the angel came to him, he said, mighty hero. He says, oh, poor guy, I know you had no, you don't know how to fight. I know you know how to fight, and you are like from a very low profile family. Oh, I'm gonna cry over you, I'm gonna bless you. Oh, you know, oh, no complacency. Mighty hero. So you can think like you are a mighty hero. You can think like you are a mighty hero. You can think like a son of God. For those that believe and receive, believe in my name and receive me, I give them power to become child of God. That's just word that we just repeat. We are a child of God. how we can step into the benefits of a child of God. Change our mind and think like a child of God. A child of God dominates circumstances. A child of God benefits from the house of God. A child of God lives in the full right of his status as a child of God. Don't be complacent. Balaam was on his way to curse God's people, and God said to him, my people are blessed. My people are blessed. You cannot curse them. And he went and he saw the people living in the tents, living a very nasty life and having foreigners, women with them and worshiping idols and stuff like that. And he went and he said, oh, the people are blessed. He never said, oh, yeah, the people are blessed. And God said this morning, you are blessed. You are blessed. He said, you are awesome. He said, you are great. He said, you are powerful. You are healed. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now, complacency. Change your mind and think according to who you are in Christ Jesus. Let your mind get lined up with the things of God. I'm coming out of complacency. Hallelujah. My life will never be an object of pity. God never be want people to be an object of pity. He wants a new generation that will rise up and believe in the word of God and make a difference in their environment. Every connection will provide a promotion for your life. Every connection. Don't just be in a place for like 20 years and never see beyond. Never see above your situation. You must see above your situation. Don't be like Lazarus. Oh, hallelujah. Everything. I want everything. I want to be like people. I want to be part of a generation of Cornelius. They were just baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking tongue. But it is not more than, it is not just that. But Peter said they can be received baptism, water baptism. I want to be a generation of eunuch Ethiopia. Did I say it right? Yeah, eunuch. Ethiopian eunuch. And he was receiving the revelation of Christ. But he said, I wanted more. There is water here. I want to be baptized. He was a complacent like all of us. Oh, God, heal me on my own. And press, that's enough. Now I want the full healing in my whole body. I don't want crumbs. I want the fullness of God. I want the fullness of God. I want the fullness of God. God is looking for a generation that will not partner with the situation of the life. That will rise up and see beyond. We can see beyond. And every situation, there is a way out in Jesus' name. We must benefit from the relationship we have with God, with one another. Every connection will provide a promotion. And every connection, there is something that we can learn. So we can change our life and move forward. I believe so. Hallelujah. No complacency. No complacency. No complacency. We are in the greatest kingdom. No complacency. Kingdom of God must invade the earth completely. Glory must come. Power must come. Joy must come. Healing must come. And the fullness, no complacency. I want more of God. More of His glory. More of His love. More of His power. I'm not, I'm like a poor Haitian. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm a child of God. I want the more of His glory. I'm like a Canadian. I'm not a Canadian. I'm like a child of God. I'm from a low profile family. No. I am born again. Enter a new family, the family of Christ. I am born again. Everything become new. And the saddest thing of Lazarus, even after his death, his past was still remembered. That was sad. He was in Abraham's bosom. But Father Abraham said, you know, when he was alive, he was in poverty. And his past was still remembered. That's not a very good thing. He carried with him his past because of complacency. Because of complacency. My past was in Jesus' name. I am new in Christ Jesus. I have a new mind, new heart, new thinking, new joy, new power, new strength, and new healing. I want more of God, everything that God has for me. Amen. Everything. Yes. I'm going to walk in the fullness of who I am in Christ Jesus. Yes, everything. No complacency. Church is to complacent. We are to complacent. Hallelujah. We are happy with what we have. If we start touching the community, keep touching more communities. If you start reaching more people, keep reaching more people. Never be satisfied until the glory come in the fullness on your planet Earth. Don't be complacent. Coming out of complacency. Coming out of the lower profile. Coming out of your stagnant position and move forward. And every connection is a doorway to a promotion. Wow, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get benefits of every connection. Every connection. What can I benefit from this connection? What can I get from this friendship? What can I see? What can I understand? What can I comprehend? What can change my life? What can take me higher? If God connects you with a man of God, he wants his anointing to fall upon you. If I am called connected with an anointed man of God, I will get his anointing. I will like, oh, he's anointing. Wow, I love him. We never benefit from this connection and see a shift happen in our life. Oh, I love my church. There is power in my church. No. Walk in that power. Take it out in your community and live. Spread this power all over you. Take advantage of your church in a very good way. Enjoy the benefits of this fellowship. Enjoy the benefits of this relationship. Enjoy the benefits of this church. I really bless God for this fellowship. Bless God for this fellowship. Hallelujah. I bless God for this group of people. I bless God for you this morning that you will come out and change nations around you. Change things around you. You can do it in Jesus' name. You can do it in Jesus' name. Your position in God, your place in God, your connection with God is an open door to get you to the highest place and shift things around you. You have no lack in Jesus' name. The door of heaven is wide open right now over you. It is open. We have access to heaven. But you might just, oh yeah, it is open. But you must walk into heaven. Get idea from heaven. Get thought from heaven. Get power from heaven and change things around you. Never be complacent. Not to be complacent. I choose not to be part of a complacency generation. Every connection, there is a promotion. So my people in Haiti has to see that will change Haiti forever. No complacency. Get the old label fall off on your life. Embrace the new label in Christ Jesus. I declare unto you this morning that you will be the part of the new generation that will come out and benefit all the rights and all the privileges and all the power heavenly kingdom has for you this morning. Not just crumbs of healing. Not just crumbs of restoration. Not just crumbs of power. Not just crumbs of glory. Not just crumbs of peace. Not just crumbs of joy. But the fullness of the things of God. The fullness of the things of God. Be accepted in the house of the Lord. That's an open door to live in there. And you're full right. Not just, oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Oh, my past. I did this. I did that. No. No complacency. I love your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. I love, I love, I love your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love your presence. Father God, I pray this morning that your fire can consume our heart. That we can be challenged. We can be unhappy with what we have, with where we are, so we can get closer to you and benefit from every right, every privileges, every power that your kingdom has for us this morning. We decide to come out of complacency. We decide to come out of stagnation. To step closer to you. We accept everything you have said about us. We want to embrace everything. Every word. Every position. Everything you have spoken over our lives. We accept to embrace whatever you have for us this morning. We refuse to look to our situation. We refuse to look around us. But we choose to look to you. And get closer to you. We change our mind this morning. And we speak to our mind to get lined up with your mind, with your thought, and with your word. In Jesus' name, I declare a new generation will come out of this church. A generation of Cornelius. Generation that wants more of God. A generation that say no to the crumbs of life. But that wants to say the fullness of God's plan for my life. Not to the crumbs of healing, the fullness of your healing. Not to the crumbs of joy, the fullness of joy. Not to the crumbs of restoration, the fullness of restoration. Not to the crumbs of power, the fullness of your power. So we can change the world and the power of God. God, raise up a new generation. Raise up a people. Raise up a church. Raise up a church that will leave the complacency to embrace everything, to embrace the new status in Christ Jesus. Humanity must join the divinity. You are calling us to join the royal family. What a blessing. We are part of the royal family. Hallelujah. Touch your people this morning. Manifest yourself. Reveal your glory. Reveal your power. Manifest your power on earth through your church in Jesus' name. Let us be people that will leave the complacency, that will take advantage of the possibility that's set before us, the possibility, the advantage of being able to see greater things, to witness greater things, so we can want more. We won't be complacent. We should not die with the same label we came on earth. We will not die with the label of sickness. No. We will not die with the label of failure. No. Not with the label of sin, the label of desperation, the label of hopelessness, the label of fear. No. It is not my inheritance. No. Not with the same label we walk on earth. No, we will not go with it. We'll change the label. Yes. Live in the fullness of son and daughters of God. I will not live this planet with the same label I came on. I'm stepping into my inheritance. I want to enjoy the benefits of the relationship with the God the Father. Release your power right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.